1. Answers for today's issues. During my 4 days in the hospital following coronary bypass surgery, I received visits from 5 different chaplains. These dear people brought kind, caring words. Though I was grateful for their compassion, their visits, for the most part, became outreach opportunities for me. In my conversations with 4 of them, I was amazed to discover that none viewed the Bible as the inspired and totally trustworthy Word of God. Each considered the content of the Bible's first few chapters as hopelessly at odds with established scientific fact. Yet they were fascinated when I told them about the book I was working on, this one, especially when I commented that certain passages in Job provide interpretive keys to understanding the Genesis creation accounts. As I shared what I see as some of those keys, each of the 4 acknowledged that the Bible and nature's record might possibly be concordant after all. They were particularly impressed to see that the book of Job apparently anticipated several stunning scientific discoveries of the past few decades. I encourage them all to read the entire book with new eyes for scientific content and spiritual truth. The new millennium's dawn has blessed humanity with a knowledge explosion every bit as dramatic as the bang that brought the universe into existence, or the Avalon and Cambrian events that brought vast numbers of new and different animals into existence. At no other time in history have such spectacular and widespread increases in affluence, technology, education, and communication occurred. These advances have yielded a wealth of new knowledge. All this knowledge, however, has done little to satisfy people's deepest longings and to answer their most pressing questions. If anything, the knowledge explosion has raised more questions, doubts, and fears. People everywhere express confusion and bewilderment as they attempt to assimilate this burst of new information. Many, especially younger people, look with suspicion and skepticism on our so-called advances as they see global problems growing rather than shrinking. The book of Job, probably the most ancient book in the Bible, is a book for today, perhaps more so than for any day since it was recorded. Its prophetic accuracy in foreshadowing some of the most astonishing scientific discoveries of recent decades, even of the past few years, demonstrates its relevance to 21st century issues. Is it possible, then, that this centuries-old book can point us in the direction of helpful answers to current challenges and threats to humanity's existence and well-being? Can it suggest areas of research and avenues of inquiry that will lead to beneficial breakthroughs? I'm convinced it can. For example, as I discuss in Chapter 4, Job offers significant insights for addressing the perplexing and controversial global warming concerns. Job also contains passages that give clues to mysteries currently under investigation by cognitive neuroscientists, such as the origin and development of what I refer to in Chapters 7 through 11 as soulish attributes, intellect, volition, and emotion of advanced animals. God's wisdom embedded in Job seems to have anticipated not only knowledge advances, but also the anxiety and insecurity future generations would face as their knowledge and technology progressed.